I can see the breakdown in the homes, and there's so many sad cases that even here in our own small town, small countryside, so much breakdown. And it's in prominent families where love is not there and not shown. It's in poor families because they don't have the substance of life, and students will resort to anything to be accepted by their peers and to get in with the group. And we have more breakdown in family life now than I've ever witnessed, and I hear this from every angle.
But it would seem that would leave a void that would have to be filled in by something. Do they just...
The things that they resort to are what we've been talking about, drugs and alcohol and sex and other phases of life that they think will give them the kind of life that, or the kind of feeling that they long for and don't know what they're reaching for, really. There is a void there. And parents can't realize it so much because they're so busy trying to do the material side of life that they don't really reach down and give the depth of understanding to their little ones before they get so far out till they can't reach them. They go so far and they can't be reached at home because they've been allowed to go that long.
Well, given this parent-child bond, or not given it, how could if I were a father and I had a kid that I wanted to get really close to, so that the kid would be close to me and I would be close to the kid for a long time to come, how could I do that?
Well, spend the time at home, or go with the students wherever, go with your child wherever he wants to go, be a part of his life, and have him be a part of yours. Too many parents now are involved doing their own thing, and they seem to have a void also. They seem that they have not grown into adulthood to accept their role as parents. And for this reason, they are not giving off that same kind of love. Now, they're seeking something they haven't found yet. In our small countryside here, divorce is very prominent. And besides this, this business of marriage is beginning to take on a new look right here in this small community. It's nothing, they feel no kind of guilt or no kind of moral
obligation
at all to be married. If they just want to live with each other, they think that's quite all right, and they can't understand why parents don't go along with them on this, or why teachers don't go along with them on this. This is very prominent here in this little town. Among young people. Young people are growing up with the idea that marriage is not necessary to be happy.
Yeah. Do you think, is this part of the same spiritual to materialistic trend that seems to have been a theme in what we've been saying so far?
Well, I think so. I think in our community we have enough church going.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Sure.
I don't know what has changed in terms of how church life deals with young people, but they go to Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
They're at church every time the door opens.
Mm-hmm.
But when that door closes, until the time they go again, there's a big gap there, and so much has happened to them in between.
Mm-hmm.
And they are from families who believe that they got to be there Sunday morning comes. And every time the church affairs. And they don't violate that. But there's a void between that church life and the home life that something happens in between, that they become involved in so many things that doesn't add up to the kind of life they profess in church.